The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the lovely and gracious Robin Ellis, my beautiful wife, sitting here to my right. We are enjoying the recliner this morning, the dual recliner, and I'm not quite ready to talk yet. Robin, can you say a few words to the
Good morning, everybody.
Because I have got to cough.
I'm trying not to sneeze on everybody today, so if I sound a little stuffy, I think something in the yard is blooming.
Yes, I think it is.
You're low, honey.
I'm low. Okay. How's
hand
that?
Hand signals aren't working again. Well, I don't know. Chris is the one's going to have to tell you.
Okay. Got the headphones on, Chris. How's that? Any better, buddy?
He said just a tiny
bit.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Definitely better. Okay.
You're definitely much better now.
Yeah.
The hand signals didn't work again. Well,
I was trying to see the text.
We have to practice our hand signals.
We have to get our
hand signals.
Our hand signals, yeah. But when I'm coughing over here and Chris is texting, I can't tell if I'm low or not because I'm coughing. And I can't read. I wasn't reading the text because I was coughing.
Okay, it's all good. Hi, we're back. We know you're really right there. It's okay.
People are out there going, what the heck are they talking about? Oh, my gosh. How was your week, Robin?
My week was, I'm not sure.
No?
Well.
You got to see your grandkids a lot this year.
I got to see grandkids a lot this week. I'm tired. I ran a lot. They were a bundle of fun. And they're probably the only thing that got me through my roid rage.
Roid rage?
I had an epidural in my back for my bulging disc. And I don't know if everybody else is affected by steroids. I mean, everybody gets affected by them usually some way or another. But I never knew that you could get affected so bad by an injection. I mean, I always thought if you took them orally, you could. But it makes me a nutcase, and you've had to deal with me, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, I forgive you.
Yeah, well, you've really had to deal with me.
I know.
The poor man has had to deal with me.
But that's okay. That's okay. Well, I had a great week, but, well, part of it, anyway. But what is important right now for our listeners to know is that the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population winter dredge survey took place a while back. And the only good news is that the spawning age female abundance increased from 141 million spawning age female crabs in 2020 to 158 million spawning age female crabs in this year's extrapolated survey. They didn't actually count 158 million crabs. Okay? They count crabs from every area where they do the survey, okay, and then they extrapolate their report. So this year's survey is above the long-term average of 126 million spawning age female crabs, which means the female conservation efforts are working. So The total abundance of blue crab in the Chesapeake Bay was 282 million crabs, a below-average total for the 32 years of survey results, which is largely attributed to low juvenile abundance. The number of juvenile crabs in 2021 was 86 million, which is the lowest recorded juvenile abundance since the start of the survey. Additionally, the results showed there were 39 million adult male crabs below the long-term average of 77 million male blue crabs. So, although the specific cause of this year's low abundance of age zero crabs cannot be identified, large variations in annual juvenile recruitment to Chesapeake Bay are normal for blue crabs. After spawning at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, young crabs develop in the ocean over the continental shelf and rely on winds and currents to be transported back into the bay where they settle and grow. Therefore, annual juvenile abundance is largely driven by environmental factors. Imagine this. Now, look, if I'm a male crab and there are 39 million of us, okay, and we have 158 million spawning age females, I'm feeling pretty good about life right now. Three girls to every boy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's better than Surf City, where there's two girls to every boy. If you remember the song.
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys or Jan and Dean, I can't remember.
Jan and Dean.
See? Yeah. Thank you, Chris. So
you're back.
He's back on my side today. Yay. Jan and Dean. Oh, well. What was that one?
Dead Man's Curve.
Yep. I was cruising in my Stingray late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right. You don't remember the song, Dead Man's Curve?
Yeah, I remember the song. I love it.
Okay. Well, that was Jan and Dean. And they also did Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love all that surf music. I saw the Beach Boys in concert.
So did I. Getting a little long in the tooth, but that's okay. So that's the gist of the survey. I mean, you can go on and look at all the charts if you want. And
you
didn't
go with me to see them, did you?
No.
That shows you how long in the tooth I'm getting. I couldn't remember.
Mm. But anyway, this survey is not that great, okay? As you can imagine from the intonation of the DNR. The survey is not that great. The only good news, the only high point in this whole thing is the fact that there are an abundance of female crabs ready to breed. However, three times the amount of male crabs, adult male crabs. So what does that mean for the future? I'm not a crab biologist, but I will tell you, when you talk to the waterbed and you talk to the wholesalers and you talk to the retailers and you talk to the people involved in the crab business, crabs are expensive. Crabs are very... I bought six crabs the other night.
I was going to say, they might be expensive.
Yeah.
But they were awesome.
Well, that's because you had a highly trained professional steam them out here in the yard. I took a shot at it. What can I say?
I've never seen brown crabs like that before. Well, but that had nothing to do with the crab itself.
I over-seasoned them. That's all. I put too much seasoning in there. But how'd they taste?
They tasted amazing.
Well, then, shush.
They tasted amazing. They were absolutely
out of
this world.
They had a lot of seasoning on them. And that causes the brownish appearance on the back.
It was so good.
That's right. They were good. And we cleaned up on them. Anyway, I bought six. Jumbos. You know, six crabs. And they were $45. For six crabs. I know I'm nuts for doing that. Am I right?
No, because it was worth every penny and every minute and every little bit of joy and surprise that I got when you brought them home.
Yep. But, you know, people pay $6, $7 a piece for soft crabs. You know?
I know. I thought for this, and it's things, prices are so high. And these were so big, they filled me up.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I was very happy.
Yeah, they, I mean, these some of these crabs were 7 inches. I mean, they were really nice. So.
And believe me, we would not normally do that.
No, I don't. We don't buy jumbos, you know.
It was just a treat because it was the first of the season. And we have our crab magazine coming out.
Yes, we do.
So we had to get in the spirit.
Yes, we do. So, if you'd like to comment on the crab population, you're certainly welcome to do that on the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Population Winter Dredge Survey. We'll be more than glad to talk about that, but you ought to know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Had a wonderful conversation with a waterman yesterday who's on the Oyster Advisory Committee, a friend who's I've known for, well, since the early 90s. And I got to meet a couple of guys. I was on Hooper's Island yesterday, and I ran into two guys that I sika deer hunted with. Both happened to be watermen. And I just had a great day talking about, you know, back in the day. And these guys are, you know, they are just, they're doing different things than they were doing. They're both in the oyster business industry. You know, they're not out there crabbing every day. And it's just good to see these fellas that I've known, and you know, one of them said he might call in. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So, how was your week, Chris?
They go by fast.
Fast.
Fast. It just seems like yesterday we were doing this show, and
that's
then
true.
I have to stop and think. No, that was Saturday, which was a week ago, and not just yesterday.
When Friday's afternoon hits. I guess I don't normally have the kids on Friday, but when Friday afternoons hit, I'm like, wow, we're doing the show again tomorrow.
It's yeah,
like
I know. It is fast.
Bam.
Yep. You're right. Okay. Well, let's talk about something else. Let's switch gears and we'll wait for some callers. By the way, we are still giving fishing tackle away. Tackle Box Tim Sherman is supplying us with some selection of tackle. Each month, you're going to get a nice little tackle package. Might be a perch package, it might be a striped bass package, it might be a bass package. You know, Tim will package everything up, including, you know, crankbaits and lipless crankbaits and some spinner baits and some rigs like that. And the one lucky caller will certainly walk away with that. And that would be the way to get in that is to give us a call here at the radio show. 410-922-6680. Give us your name and number. Just leave that with Chris. You don't have to do that on the air. Okay, Chris will take care of that. And at the end of the month, we'll get everybody's name, give everybody a number. Robin will find a random generator program on her phone. And, you know, we'll pick from, you know, 1 to 70 or whatever that number is of callers that call in. Over the course of the month, and next week we will give that away. Next week is Labor Day weekend. Can you believe that? I mean, Memorial Day weekend. Can you believe that already?
Mm-mm.
Yep, it's here. It's here already. So,
yep, the official start of summer.
That's what they say. Unofficial, official start of summer.
Well, exactly. Unofficial insofar that it doesn't start officially in the calendar until I think like the following week. I have to check. But then you know everybody thinks Memorial Day. Up, time to go down to the beach.
Yep. Exactly. Did you send me the email that I just sent to you about eating at the Borgata?
Mm-hmm.
You sent it back to me?
I with a comment.
Oh, I didn't see the comment. Okay. Well, that's okay. So, our buddy Joe said he overheard two cicadas talking.
Okay.
First cicada says, this every 17-year thing may not be such a good idea. The second cicada asks, why not? First one says, I can't find a Blockbuster anywhere.
That is true, though, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, about what you were doing. I think when the last time they came out was, what, 2003, 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah, think what you were doing back then.
I was working at the big box at Arundel Mills.
Uh-huh. I don't want to think about what was going on in my life in 2003, 2004.
And how much has changed in that time?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Robin, how much has changed for the better?
For me?
Yeah.
10,000%.
There you go. There you go. So.
Honest to God, everybody, 10,000%.
That's a lot of change.
And it was worth all the pain to get there.
Yep. Hey, Chris, why don't we take our first break, and then I'll come back. I put it on Facebook what we're going to talk about today. So I talked about two of those four subjects. I want to talk about friendship a little bit more, and that'll involve the next part where I talk about Tuesday's event, historic event in my life. So why don't we do that?
Okay.
You all right with that, Chris?
I'm fine with that.
All right. So you've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. Summer's almost here. I drove past a group of people yesterday sitting at a picnic table, having a good time, enjoying each other's company, and I thought of Backyard Billy's. You can head right there and find a brand new backyard table and chairs. You can find Adirondack chairs for your deck. You can find a new grill by Traeger or Big Green Egg or Kamado Joe. Colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture at Backyard Billy's. You can see all that selection from Route 50 at Exit 44, but if you actually drive in, you can see it all spread out before you in every color and style. Poly and hardwood furniture, beautiful stuff. Swing sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, that's what you'll find in Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. Pellet grills, they are. That's what they are. The Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Kamado Joe is another egg-shaped grill smoker that is very, very nice, and you can check that out as well. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas inside. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Hey, your backyard, it's going to look just great. Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, if you're a fisherman in the Baltimore area and you've not been to Clyde's Sports Shop, you've missed it. You've missed it. Clyde Sports Shop will wind new line on your spools in any size, monofilament or even braid. They carry Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, and St. Croix rods, among others. There are some other brands in there that are pretty interesting if you'd like to check it out. If you need kids' combos and fishing kits, they've got all that. Trolling tackle, including trolling tackle for the other fish we troll for in the Chesapeake Bay, the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers for those Spanish mackerel coming in here at the end of summer. Live bait, frozen bait and minnows, fishing licenses, rod repairs, lures, hooks, lead weights, of course, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, all the crabbing gear you could need, want, or imagine, including the topless traps, and all the way up to wooden baskets and lids and nets and hand lines and steamers and crab, you know, seasoning, their own brand. All this at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's a phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. ClydeSports.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. Let's go fishing. Let's go crabbing. We'll be right back.
Busting records this weekend in Baltimore. Upper level area of high pressure breaking records up and down the 95 corridor. We're forecasting 95 this afternoon. Our record today at the airport, 90 from 1992. And I think we'll easily bust that one. 71 our low tonight. Sunny and could bust more records tomorrow. High 93 degrees. A break from the heat Monday in the low to mid 70s, but then we're back into the 80s and 90s Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Radio 680 WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on.
Pass it on. Well, that's so important.
Love that song. Yep. It's kind of my, I guess you could kind of say it's my theme song where we try to recruit
for the outdoors
to children and stuff, youth to BBS and
yes indeed. We had one youth entry at we were at Schrader's Hunting last week, and I think we measured 13 bucks and 13 or 14 one, including one sika deer, and two brothers were great, the Myers brothers. They brought One brother brought his white tail, and he said, my other brother has a deer that needs measured. It's a sika deer. And I said, tell him to bring it. He goes, I don't know. I said, he needs to bring it. And at the end of the day, the third brother showed up, and unfortunately, the third brother came the longest distance, and he had a beautiful muzzleloader buck. It just had a little bit short tines, and it didn't make it by about an inch and a half, inch and 4/8, but... there's a qualifying cutoff. But the other two brothers had beautiful deer, and the Sika deer was taken with a bow, actually, and it was, and he didn't want to have it measured, and it actually tied for 23rd in the state all time with the bow. So, you know, he was pretty tickled after that. So, but on Tuesday, and I'm texting with my buddy Chuck.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah. Tuesday, I was invited to Washington County, third year in a row, to hunt with my friend Bobby Dutra. Now, Bobby's well known in the turkey community in Maryland, the National Wild Turkey Federation. He's active in the chapter, and he and I had talked, oh, I don't know, 17 years ago, I guess, the last time the cicadas showed up, and he threatened to take me turkey hunting. No, I said, I've never shot one. He said, well, you come with me one day and we'll get one. And we kind of didn't talk for a few years, and then we started talking again a couple of years back, and he invited me out. I took my first turkey with out of Bobby's blind out there in Washington County. It's a little ground blind, just built with fallen branches and stuff, you know, kind of in a little circle, and there's a big tree in the middle of it, and Bobby kind of sits up behind a tree, and then his guest or whoever sits beside him there, and it's a little dugout thing, and it's on the side of a hill, and it overlooks a hollow, and there's a ridge behind it, so it's kind of a unique blind. You can't see it too much from the top, and if you can't really see it too much because it blends in so much if you're in the bottom, in a little valley, a little cut there. And then on the top above us is a ridge and a point, and that opens up into an oak flat, and that's where the turkeys will stand and will strut back and forth before they actually come in, as attracted to being, you know, the calling and so forth. So I was late. I was 10 minutes late anyway, and then the ramp was closed to 3:40 for some reason, and I got detoured through Middletown to get out there to Washington County, where Bobby lives up in the mountains, and it's a 20-minute run to the property that he hunts. So, you know, we got in there about 5:30. Would have liked to have been there a little sooner, but when we were going in, we were and got settled in, we heard turkeys starting to gobble, and I think at one point there were 7 longbeards there that he had spotted and had on video back in March. 5 of them were fighting amongst themselves, and 2 of them were standing off to the side kind of watching the whole thing. And he had 3 or 4 videos of these birds, you know, going at each other and tearing the tail feathers out and that type of thing. So we knew there were birds there in the area. So we got settled in the blind and waited a while till the turkeys gobbled. You know, we had 1 to our left, and 1 kind of straight in front of us, and 1 to our right. And as the day went on, Bobby would tell me, the one on the right is across the road, and he's, you know, he's in the field over there. And then later on he'd say, no, he's closer, but he's still in the wheat field over there, and he's walking up and down the fence line gobbling. Well, turkeys gobble for one reason. Male turkeys gobble for one reason, and that's to attract the hens to them. When you are in a blind or in a stand or whatever, or running and gunning or sitting beside a tree and you're calling to turkeys, you're trying to make the gobbler do something that is unnatural to him. You're trying to make the gobbler go to the hen rather than draw the hen to the gobbler. Okay? So we didn't hear much from the middle bird. Every now and then, the bird on the left was more talkative, but that bird was a couple hundred yards away, as was the one on the right was further away than that. But the one on the right was more active, calling back and forth. The one on the left would sound off every now and then. The one in the center, not so much. So Bobby has this mindset that he wants to pull the gobbler to where he wants to shoot the gobbler. So we don't want to shoot the gobbler in the blind. We want to shoot the gobbler 30 yards, 40 yards at the most from the blind. So you have to attract that turkey to where you want to target him. So Bobby would get out of the blind, and he would He went on the ridge behind us, and he'd walk out about 60 or 70 yards, and he'd stand on the point of the ridge, and he would call. And then he would work his way back to get in the blind. He would call sporadically, coming back through that 60-yard walk, and get in the blind, and then call from the blind a little bit. And what that was supposed to do was to give the turkey the impression that a hen was on that ridge and she was walking towards us. One time he got out of the blind and he walked down into the hollow and he relocated his setting hen decoy that, so that the gobbler could see it, you know, a little bit up on the hill. And he hen called from the hollow, because that's where he wanted the turkey to believe that the hen was down in the hollow, which would have put the turkey within gun range. So the man's brilliant. He thinks like a turkey. So when he would call and the gobbler would sound off, you know, sound off once or twice, he'd say, get ready. He said a gobbler doesn't gobble. They don't call when they're walking. So he could be walking our direction. Well, we tried different things. He tried different calls. He tried gobbling. And every now and then we get a response. So we knew the turkeys were hearing us. We knew they were in the area, but they just weren't ready to come in. And what we think happened was when they were gobbling early, they all had hens attracted to them. So what the gobblers do, by matter of course, is they breed the hens. Most of the hens are on the nest by now, by the way. The hens that are still on bread, the gobblers will breed them in the morning. Okay, they'll take a break, and then they'll start looking for more hens. So it was 5 hours between the time we first heard turkeys gobbling and till the crowning moment at the end. So Bobby did the thing on the ridge again. Walked out on the point, called on the way back, got in the blind, and the turkey was about half the distance. And we knew at that point we were going to see a bird. If nothing happened, you know, anything could happen. Coyote could show up. The bird could spot movement, something. So as we were listening, Bobby whispered, there's two of them. And there were two gobblers coming in together. And both of them were gobbling their heads off. And it was fascinating to watch. They got just to the property line, which is about 55 yards or so away from us, and stopped and gobbled and gobbled and gobbled, and they stopped right there. They didn't do any strutting. And the lead bird, you know, you'd see him move about 5 yards in front of the other one. The other one would stop, put his head up, and gobble. It was great to watch. It was a great show. And eventually that first bird, I said to Bobby, call the shot. And the first bird came in and came to about 35 yards, and I shot and harvested the bird. So I had a great turkey hunt, a lot of action, a lot of soaking up Bobby's knowledge about how this all worked. You know, I'm not a turkey hunter, never had been, never claimed to be. I took one Jake in my life, and that was with Bobby 3 years ago, and now this is my first long beard. So I was very happy with the turkey, 19.4 pounds with an 11-inch beard. The spurs were only an inch long, which indicates that it's a younger bird. But I was okay with that because that was the long beard, and I was thrilled to pieces. And Bobby's such a great guy. He was happier than I think I was to see that bird. And I just wanted to say thanks again to Bobby Dutrow. And that is somebody who's a friend who will work, you know, tirelessly with, you know, just the friendship aspect of it. And I want to say this about friends. I've been on three trips this year. One with Tom O'Connell on a crappy fishing trip on the Potomac. I've never done that. And that was fun. Got invited to go. Glenn's name just went out of my head.
I can't think of it.
I will in a minute. Glenn Faubel. Glenn was longtime president of Electric Bass Anglers, and we started fishing together back in the early 2000s, and we fished together just about every year except last year during COVID for smallmouth bass. And Glenn is a gracious guy as far as, you know, enjoying fishing with Glenn together, another friend. He doesn't ask for anything, just, hey, let's go fishing, you know? And so that's what I wanted to say about friendship. You make friends and, you know, they're selfless. They just do what they do, and they're good at what they're doing. I'm very blessed to have friends like that. And I just want to say thanks to those guys publicly. Bobby Dutrow, Glenn Faubel, and Tom O'Connell. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is my phone number, our phone number. So here it is. And any callers on the line this early, Chris, or is everybody sleeping in or going fishing?
I think everybody, it might be a combination of the two, but in answer to your question, there's nobody on the line.
Nobody on the line. I got it.
Nobody.
Everybody's out. It's going to be a beautiful day. Where are we going to be tomorrow?
Well, you and I?
Mm-hmm.
We're going down to Doc Sunset Grill and watch the weigh-in for the Big Al Ledford Let's Go Fishing
Tournament.
Yeah, Gone Fishing Tournament. Yep.
This is something that's near and dear to my heart. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time for all. Is it raffles, silent auctions, food, drink? I can't remember it all. I don't have the flyer in front of me.
Bird Dog.
Bird Dog and the Road Kings and lots of good music.
Door prizes 50-50 at Boar. All to benefit the fire company there in Oxford. Big Al Ledford was known for his unending service and selflessness. Lifetime member at Oxford Volunteer Fire Department.
He was amazing. He was just a really good guy.
Wish
I'd
help
anybody. Oh, you and him would have hit it right off.
I'm sure.
When your ex's father-in-law and you remain friends, and he comes to your wedding, came to my wedding.
Which one?
With the ex.
Which one?
One of these days.
Which one?
I just had to get a lot of practice in before I got it perfect for you.
Oh, I see.
But I just always enjoyed his company.
Yep.
Always good. He would listen to me about anything I had to complain about, or he would laugh with me about anything I wanted to laugh about. And he'd dance with me every time we got together. So how can you beat that?
You can't. So we're doing this kind of promotion in his honor. They're out there fishing today, you know?
Yep.
They're out there fishing right now. Lines go in. Well, they're getting ready. Lines go in at
tomorrow.
7 o'clock.
Who is?
Oh, that's tomorrow. What am I talking about?
You had a little...
Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Captain Dawn sent me pictures of... He's going out, and just had to put salt in the wound. He showed me the rods all rigged up, headed out.
It looked
like they're ready.
It brought back memories that just make me very happy.
Yep.
Hey, we got somebody on the phone.
Well, why don't you talk to him?
Good morning, Robert for Westminster.
Well, good morning. I got a question to ask. I have an old Browning Fenwick fishing rod.
Yep.
And it's got the cork handle with the sliding rings on it.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And I have trouble. The cork has shrunk so much that the rings just slide up and down on it. I've taped the reel on.
Yep.
I've done everything I possibly can. And I'm looking for someone that can replace the handle.
Sure.
I don't know whether people do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yep, there are plenty of people out there that'll do that. You'll have to let me do a little research. I'm assuming you left your number with Chris.
I don't know whether he took it or not.
Oh, okay. Did you?
We have a giveaway going on right now.
For fishing tackle.
I apologize. I had a momentary lapse of memory, so I forgot to get Robert's.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, I've got to do that.
At the end of this call, if you'll hold on, Robert, he'll take your number, okay?
Okay. I certainly appreciate it.
Yep. There are people locally that can do that for you.
And we'll get back to you on that, and Alan will do the research.
Yep.
I tried Clyde's, but Clyde says he can't recommend anymore. They don't do it anymore.
Right. I understand. Yep. So
Maybe. But thank you for trying Clyde's first.
Yeah, that, thank you so much. I think maybe Tacklebox Tim will be able to give you an answer for sure. There's some custom rod builders around, and you know they don't use a lot of cork anymore. But that
just was the best feel in your hands when you were fishing with cork? An old rod like that.
I know.
I mean, we have.
Is it an ultralight?
Hello.
Is it an ultralight, Robert?
Yes, it's an ultralight. It's a Browning. Well, actually, it's a graphite rod. It's
oh, I got
a rod, but it's one of my favorites.
Sure.
The sliding rings are killing me.
Yeah.
We understand.
We got it. Yep. Sounds good. We'll try and get something done for you.
Okay, I certainly appreciate it.
You got
Hold on, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
There we go. All right. Cool. Chuck asked me what gun I used on the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have said it before. I bought Stevens 301 single shot 20 gauge break action. It's really nice. It has a safety lever on the side. So what you can do is actually cock the hammer with the safety on. And then when you get ready to shoot, it's a silent safety. You just put your finger up there and turn and pull the safety off.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the gun won't go off even fully cocked with the safety lever on. So that's a nice feature because you can get ready, you know, a little better. But I used...
I actually know what you're talking about for that.
I used Federal TSS shot, which is tungsten, and the shot size was 810, which is like trap and skeet shot. But it did Jason, my son-in-law, and I shot it in, and at 35 yards, that was the best pattern, and that's exactly how far the bird was when I shot. So it was very cool. So, yeah, Frank is on the line from St. Michael. Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Alan, my friend, and good morning, Miss Robin.
There you go. What's up?
First of all, congrats, absolutely, on the gobbler.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
I mean, the thrill. I mean, I can relate, you know?
Yeah. I hope I told it, you know, so that turkey hunters could relate because I'm not one.
Yes, you didn't miss anything at all, Al. But if I had to give one advice, I think what turkey hunters might underestimate the most is the eyesight of a turkey and how absolutely critical it is to keep perfectly still.
Oh, I was warned several times.
Yeah.
Stop moving your head. Don't move your hands when you tell me a story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bobby's very critical on the movement because they can pick that up, you know.
Yeah. And from a long distance, too.
Exactly. And when the birds were coming and getting closer, he's like, be still, get up on the gun. And and I did. I listened to everything. Yeah. And I will tell you, Frank, almost took my first one when I was hunting with you.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
I said when I was hunting with you up in Washington County, I almost took my first one, called it in myself. The bird was in a tree, gobbling his head off. I heard him fly down. I gobbled, and he was coming. I mean, I called on a slate call, and he was coming. He was hot. And I got down behind a tree, and he was coming up over the ridge to my right, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if he saw me, but a gunshot went off, and after that he quit. He quit going.
So, he got startled, and that was it.
I think he got startled. I hope he didn't get shot, but he might have. You know, you never know.
Older bird knew the jig was up.
Yeah, he did. So, but that was fun time we had up there in Washington County. That's for sure. I mean, up there, where were we?
Siling Hill,
Siling Hill. That's right. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Last year I went there. I was driving in at 4:30 in the morning out, and there was a rock bigger than my car laying in the drive.
That's not good.
And I thought, did I miss that by a minute?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Place has got to be loaded up there with birds.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. So, yep.
Well, anyway, it was good hunting with you. Good hearing you both. And have a wonderful day. I'm on my way to Front Royal to visit with my granddaughter and enjoy a birthday party.
Enjoy it.
Were you in the Amish market the other day?
Yeah, I was.
I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure, and I was scared to say hi.
Well, I must not have laid an eye on you, Miss Robin, or I would have said hi.
You were yakking.
Shocking.
Ian, probably.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's who you were standing with. And I almost walked over there and said hi, and I just wasn't 100% sure because I haven't seen you in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't do it. I should have done it. Next time I see you there, I will, because I'm going to be going in on a regular basis. I'm back in love with that place again, because I didn't go in a lot during COVID.
Well, haven't you learned through this COVID that the eye contact, you recognize people. If we'd have made eye contact, we'd have known instantly.
Yep, I agree. But you were in a deep conversation, so I did not want to interrupt, and especially if it wasn't you, but I wanted to see if you were there. That's all.
Well, and you, I'm not going to say anything, but you both probably remember what that was about.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and I always get very extensive with her, so and there's some new things on that end. Maybe I'll send you an email about it.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds great.
Sounds good.
All right, kids.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks, Frank. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
We got to take another break.
Yes, we do. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. I was just there 2 days ago. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows. More on the way, plenty of accessories, and I noticed that the guns are at the gun rack now on a daily basis. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers and seasonings, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Lots of it. Rows and rows and rows. Stacks and stacks and stacks. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Bay Country Crabbing Supply.
Great place.
Beautiful place. Yep. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? A lot of people don't. I lived in a house in Baltimore County for 25 years and started the fireplace once, maybe twice.
But now that I have my new one, how many times
a day
you all walk in, you say, the air conditioner's on, Robin, and the fireplace is going. I like the ambiance along with the heat.
You can pay the utility bill this month.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we did. I mean, never used it. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. You know, never used it. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And it's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. Is this really the weekend to go take a look at fireplace inserts and stuff like that? Yes. It is at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation, that is Hearth America, and have provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Oh, it's got the remote control. You can set the temperature, the height of the flame. You can turn the light on. You can turn the blower on, whatever level you want. It blows the heat out across the room. And in the winter, we never use the heater that's in the room. We use the fireplace. So it's wonderful. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. What?
I know you did the stuff for the outside earlier. I think we need to go to Backyard Billy's for some other stuff, too, today.
Today?
Mm-hmm. Just remembered that.
Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. And, hey, while it's dry, why not go haul a load of a pallet of pellets to your house and store them up for the cold weather. Stop in the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather next fall. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
That went fast. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Have a beautiful day with friends and family. And if you can, join us at Doc Sutset Grill in Oxford tomorrow for the Big Al Get Out and Fish Tournament. Party, after party.